现在订阅空中英语教室，不论找工作、升学或英检，表现更棒。快上
studioclassroom.com。
现在请收听教学节目。
Hello friends, my name is Anne-Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is John.
And this is Studio Classroom. We have a very fun lesson prepared for you today, friends. And we are starting off with a question. Are you ready to hear it, John?
I think so.
Okay, here we go. What do you think about hip-hop culture and why?
Hip-hop culture? You mean like rap music and that sort of thing?
I think we're mostly focusing on the dance part of hip-hop culture today.
Oh, cool. Well, I remember from the Olympics this year, there were some hip-hop dancers. I don't know too much about hip-hop culture, so I'm excited to learn more.
Well, today our lesson is called Hip-Hop from the Streets to the World Stage, and we are going to learn all about hip-hop dancing. So let's get into our first reading for the day.
Hip-hop, from the streets to the world stage. Learn about the dance style that's grabbing attention around the world. Hip-hop began in the early 1970s in the Bronx, New York City, during block parties. It started as a way for people to connect with their neighbors and build a sense of community. Influenced by African and Latin American traditions, hip-hop blended different sounds and styles. DJs spun tracks, MCs rapped, and dancers lit up the streets. Today, hip-hop is a global sensation. It is more than just music. It's a culture that includes fashion, language, and attitude.
Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.我们先来看 community 这个名词，意思是社区。譬如 ,One advantage of living in a small town is knowing everyone in your community and them knowing you. 生活在小镇的好处之一是能认识社区中的每个人，而且大家也认识你。或是 ,Before you started acting on TV, did you ever perform in community theater? 你开始在电视上表演之前曾经在社区剧院表演过吗？它的形容词 communal 是指公共的或是共有的。譬如 ,For those comfortable with communal bedrooms and bathrooms, a hostel is a cheaper alternative to a hotel. 对于那些习惯共用卧室和浴室的人来说，旅社是一个比饭店更便宜的选项。
All right, friends, it is time to talk about hip-hop from the streets to the world stage. We see here, learn about the dance style that's grabbing attention around the world. That's right, friends, today we are focusing on the dance aspects of hip-hop. And we see a great phrase right here, to grab attention.
Grabbing attention means getting people to notice or to watch something. And there's the verb in there, to grab, which means to seize or to hold quickly. And you can imagine how that is connected to getting people's attention.
Here's an example of how you can use that in a sentence. The restaurant down the street really grabbed my attention because of the colorful decorations outside.People could grab your attention as well, friends. For example, if they walk into the room and they are being really loud, or maybe they're wearing something colorful, those are all ways that could grab your attention.
You could even turn this into an adjective by adding a hyphen and switching it around. You could say, that shirt was really attention-grabbing with a hyphen in the middle. It means it grabbed your attention.
Okay, now we see a little bit of history here, friends. Hip-hop began in the early 1970s in the Bronx, New York City, during block parties. Now, what is a block party? Well, a block party is the idea that there is a whole street or a neighborhood, and everyone from that street or neighborhood goes to a party.
We used to have block parties in Chicago, where I grew up, and the block party is often a time to play music, to eat food together, and the kids play. Here, a type of dance started happening. In those block parties we read, it started as a way for people to connect with their neighbors and build a sense of community. So there's a word there, to connect. Here, it means to make a relationship with.
That's right. So if you connect with someone, it means that you are able to build a relationship with someone. Here is an example of how you could use that in a sentence. They love the same TV show, and that helped them build a connection. Connection is the noun form of that word. But we see here that this helped them build a sense of community. Community is the word that you saw in your language lab a moment ago. We read on, influenced by African and Latin American traditions, hip-hop blended different sounds and styles.
That's right. We know that there are a lot of drums and rhythms in this style of music. We read that DJs spun tracks, MCs rapped, and dancers lit up the streets. Okay, this is a fun sentence. First of all, the verb spun means what?
Well, to spin, or in the past tense spun, in this context means to play a record.
There's also this term in here, MCs. Now, an MC is normally the master of ceremonies. For example, an MC at a wedding is the person on the microphone who tells people what to do. In rap culture, MCing kind of stands for mic controlling, the person who is speaking into the mic during a certain kind of music called rapping. Rapping, you might know, is to speak words fast and with a rhythm to music. Anne-Marie, can you rap?
I cannot rap. Can you?
No.
Okay. Well, that's okay, because we're talking about dancing today. We see that here in the last part of the sentence. Dancers lit up the streets. Now, lit up is a great term for you to know, friends. What does it mean, John?
Well, if you light up, it means you become excited. But if something is lit up, it means it becomes more colorful or full of energy.
Here's an example of how you could use lit up in a sentence. His eyes lit up when he talked about his job. We finish reading here, friends. Today, hip hop is a global sensation. It is more than just music. It's a culture that includes fashion, language, and attitude.
I see. So we are talking about a culture. And we'll learn a lot more about this culture. There's a lot of fascinating terms, some of which you might know already. So let's go to the next section of our reading together.
Hip-hop, from the streets to the world stage. Hip-hop dance, which is energetic and creative, is as much about self-expression as it is about rhythm and technique. Dancers bring their own personal touch to their dances. It's not just about moves. Dancers express thoughts and feelings in their dance. They use their moves to tell stories, reflect struggles, and share joy. This connection to real experiences makes hip-hop powerful and stand out.
Today's usage tip is as A, as B 句型, 它是修饰同一个主题，表示某人事物既 A 又 B， 说明 A 与 B 两状态一样显著，而且 A 和 B 的词性结构必须一致，常常是同为形容词或介系词片语，但是 B 后面可以接代名词加 be 动词，再接形容词或介系词片语，借此平衡句子的结构，使得所修饰的对象更清楚。来看一个例句。The celebrities' life stories are as entertaining as they are inspiring. 这位名人的人生故事既富娱乐性又鼓舞人心。
Okay, friends, you just heard your usage tip for today, and it is right here in our first sentence where we are introduced to the idea of hip hop dance. We read here, hip hop dance, which is energetic and creative, is as much about self-expression as it is about rhythm and technique. There are a few things that we want to talk about from this sentence. First, we want to talk about the idea of self-expression.
Self-expression means showing off your feelings or your identity. We often talk about clothing showing your self-expression, right?
That's right. Your personal style is a reflection of your own self-expression. Another way we could use this in a sentence would be to say she uses drawing as a form of self-expression. The pictures that she draws help to show her identity or the way she feels. And here in this sentence, we see that hip-hop dance is a form of self-expression. We see something else here at the end of this sentence as well, and that is the word technique. Now, technique in this context is skill or ability in a certain field, and it's the way that you do something.
That's right. You could say, wow, look at that painting. The painter must have used a really unique technique to make those shapes.
Okay, we see something else in the next sentence that we want to talk about as well. We read, dancers bring their own personal touch to their dances. We just talked about self-expression. Now we're going to talk about the idea of personal touch. What does that mean?
Okay, this is a really unique phrase, but a personal touch is a small detail that is unique to the creator. So it's not a physical touch, though it gives the idea that the person just put something small with a little touch into their art. But a personal touch is a detail.
Here's an example of how you could use personal touch in a sentence. They moved into a fully furnished apartment, but they added little personal touches, such as hanging pictures on the walls or adding rugs to the floor. The idea here is that they wanted their apartment to feel like their home, so they personalized it in some way.
I like to add little personal touches to my desk at work. How about you?
Yeah, I do too. I like to hang up pictures of my family, keep my favorite mugs and snacks on my desk.
Those are personal touches. And you can imagine a dance style that has little personal touches. There's not just one right way to do hip-hop dance. And we read here that it's not just about moves. Dancers express thoughts and feelings in their dance. They use their moves to tell stories, which is pretty cool, but not just to tell stories.
That's right. Now, if you are telling stories in a way, you could use words, of course, like you see in a storybook, but there are other ways to tell stories as well. Some people tell stories through their art, and some people, as we see here, tell stories through their dance. They're probably doing this by doing certain dance moves or having certain facial expressions on their faces. We also see here that these stories are also reflecting struggles and sharing joy as well.
That's pretty cool. Again, if you reflect something, it means you kind of bounce it back. Typically, if something reflects light, it means you can see the light bouncing off. But here, if you're reflecting your struggle, it means you're sharing the pain or the difficulty of life. And that is a big part of the music and dance from hip-hop culture. We finally read, this connection to real experiences makes hip-hop powerful and stand out. There's a phrase you need to know, to stand out.
Okay, if something or someone stands out, it means that they are more significant than someone or something or better in some way. So if you stand out from your classmates, it's probably because you're a good student and you're getting great grades.
You could use the phrase, she made lots of personal touches to her home, but the one that really stood out was the giant plant in the living room.
The idea here is that the plant was probably the best or the most noticeable in this situation. All right, friends, we have more to learn about hip-hop dance in just a moment, but first, we have something new to learn in today's InfoCloud.
Hello everyone, welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, are you ready to start your new project? Work on it starts tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I am. There's not much time to finish it though. We'll need to hit the ground running.
I always loved that phrase. Let's talk about what it means.
Good idea. To hit the ground running means to start a project with as much energy and focus as possible, right from the beginning.
Yes, when you hit the ground running, you don't start slowly and speed up as you go. You give it your all, right from the start.
Your boss might say, we need to hit the ground running as soon as we get off the plane. The meeting is in just a couple of hours.
You can also use this phrase in a military context. The soldiers hit the ground running as soon as the helicopter landed.
In that case, there's actual running involved.
Yes, there is. Sometimes there just isn't any time to take things slowly. You need to hit the ground running as soon as you can.
当你面临一个即将开始的计划，时间紧迫，你就需要 hit the ground running。字面上是碰到地面就起跑。Hit the ground running 就代表全力以赴的开始，不是慢慢来。例如，会议在几小时后就开始了，老板可能会说 ,We need to hit the ground running after we get off the plane. 下飞机之后，我们就要立刻开始忙了。Hit the ground running 也是在传递一种做事情的节奏，告诉人们现在没有时间要浪费了哦，要加紧速度完成任务。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hip Hop from the streets to the world stage.In 2024, breaking, a style of hip-hop dance, was added to the Olympics as a new sport. This proved that it's more than a neighborhood dance. It's an international phenomenon.
接下来看 neighborhood 这个名词，意思是邻近地区或是街坊。来看例句 ：This neighborhood used to be full of children playing in the street, but now the streets are empty and there is not a child in view. 这附近以前有很多小孩在街上玩耍，但是现在街上空无一人，看不到一个孩子。或是 ，Having finally settled into our new home.We spend the weekend exploring the local restaurants and shops in our new London neighborhood. 在新家终于安顿下来后，我们花了一个周末的时间探索在伦敦新社区当地的餐厅和商店。我们来学一个相关的片语。Neighborhood watch 就是指邻里守望相助。例如 ,I am a member of the Neighborhood Watch Program,which works to keep our community free from crime. 我是邻里守望相助计划的成员，该计划致力于维护我们社区的治安。
Thank you so much, Jack. All right, friends, let's finish the last section of our lesson today. We see here in 2024, breaking, a style of hip-hop dance, was added to the Olympics as a new sport. I'm not sure if you watched this last year, friends, but it was on the Olympics. And it went pretty viral as well. So we see here this word breaking, and our article gives the definition as a style of hip-hop dance. But I got another definition as well with a little more detail. A form of urban dance that features acrobatic and gymnastic movements. So this type of dancing, John, is very athletic.
It is. When I think about breaking or break dancing, I often think about some young people with a boombox, a kind of music player, and maybe they're on the street and they've put down some cardboard on the ground.
Why would they need cardboard on the ground?
Well, they're going to do cool things like spinning on their heads or flips, and you don't want to do that on the hard, rough concrete. So some cardboard is cheap, and it's an easy way of making a dance space. You'll probably see that in movies, but breaking has come a long way. It was added to the Olympics as a new sport, and this proved something.
Right. It says here, this proved that it's more than a neighborhood dance. It's an international phenomenon. So what John has just described for us is the idea of a neighborhood dance that happened at block parties. But this Olympic sport has changed the way that people view breaking a little bit, hasn't it?
It has, and it's proved itself. If you prove something, it means you show yourself to truly be something conclusively. So no one can question it anymore.
For example, the scientist proved his colleague's theory to be incorrect. We also see something else here at the end of our lesson, friends, and that is the idea of a phenomenon. A phenomenon here is a remarkable person or a remarkable event.
That's right. I could say he was such a good singer. He was a phenomenon. But oftentimes when we're talking about a phenomenon, we're talking about an event, sometimes even an event from the weather. For example, you could say, wow, the way the moon is tonight is a total phenomenon.
All right, friends, we will be right back in just a moment after today's fun fact.
Hello, fact friends! I'm Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a fun breakdancing fact for you today. Did you know in the 2024 Olympics, a breakdancer from Australia named Ray Gun became famous on the internet? Why did she become famous, you ask? Well, Ray Gun's dancing was not the best. At one point, she pretended to be a kangaroo. And that is today's fun breakdancing fact.
All right, friends, here's a question for us to end our lesson with today. Did you watch breakdancing in the Olympics last year? Did you, John?
I didn't watch much, but I did see the viral performance from Australian breakdancer Ray Gun in the Olympics, and it was perhaps not the best example of breakdancing.
I think that's the interesting thing here, right, friends, is because breakdancing is a personal expression or self-expression, it's really hard to judge because different people add their own personal touches to it. I didn't watch it myself, but I too did see some viral videos last year. What about you, friends? That's something for you to talk about in English. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is John, friends. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.